Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. And today it is our preview of the City Commission meeting. We have a couple guests in studio joining us this morning, as he does every couple weeks. City Manager Ron Fear is in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And joined here today by Mark Hattisall, one of the City Commissioners. Good morning.
It's good to be here.
Mark is sitting in for Wynn Butler, who is a candidate here for re-election, and we appreciate him doing that here for us today. And Mark, it's been a while since we've had you in here. We appreciate you doing this.
Well, it's always nice to get in and get a chance to visit with you and find out what kind of things we can share with the community, give them updates. And I think we've got a few important things coming up in the next couple of meetings that people are going to want to know about.
Dave was telling me earlier here, I just want to compliment here. I guess you had a nice photo of yourself and your daughter in the Mercury, huh?
Yeah, so it's been about 11 years in a row now that I've been able to ride in the Harley Day. And it's always a little bit stressful for the drivers because we have to avoid everything that's down there on the field, on the edge. And it's always fun for the passenger. But the Mercury had a nice picture of her and I riding through there on Saturday night.
I'll have to take a look at that. I haven't seen it yet, but that's cool. That'll probably go on your wall there, huh?
I've already printed it off.
Very good. Well, it's certainly good to see you guys. Lots going on here in the city of Manhattan, as we all know. Of course, yesterday the big news was the closure of Kimball Avenue there at Denison, from Denison to North Manhattan Avenue. A minor inconvenience, I know, for some drivers. Maybe for others it's a bit more, but this is progress here in our city.
Well, it's a section of roadway that's needed some work for a long time, and you know, the lanes are fairly narrow there for the speed limit with the curve. So a real focus as continuing work on our North Campus corridor, trying to do it in phases to limit those inconveniences. This is one where it's one of those things, do you halt things early in the fall and hope you get some great weather to get stuff done, or do you try and be done before, you know, the classes start back up next year, next fall, you know, so that you don't have to inconvenience both ends of the season. So that was really the guiding points. We do have a demolition of the ag animal crossing. That was primarily what it was used for, and some of the tractors and stuff to go back and forth now that the purebred beef unit has moved all to the north. So that's been the really limiting factor. Those abutments are pretty much right on the back of the curb there, so there's been a limited ability. So that will come down here in in this phasing, and then a lot of utility relocations to occur, and then the full demolition. So it allows that contractor to work pretty openly, not have to worry about putting people out on traffic control and cars running by, and obviously those become more challenging, take more time on a project to be able to do that. So they're focused on trying to get a big portion of the work done, and then hopefully by early summer next year, we'll at least open that back up to one lane of traffic each direction until the project's completed. So widening is the key part of it. Making those curves a little gentler, putting some safety improvements like a median in the center, putting additional sidewalk on the north side of the road. So for westbound traffic, there's no pedestrian mechanism there. Also reestablishing the trail that exists on the south side of the roadway. So pretty big improvements overall, and all of that. We do have to maintain access to the MBAF service area through that portion, but the roadway did get closed, and certainly look for folks to try to feel out a good way to reroute themselves, whether they're using Marlette. That was the focus of trying to get North Manhattan Avenue all improved, which we have, to carry more vehicles. We'll probably have to adjust, and we'll be monitoring the traffic to see if we need to adjust some of the signal timing to give more time at some of those heavier intersections that folks are using now, like Tuttle Creek Boulevard and Marlette, Kimball and Tuttle Creek Boulevard. And so those are, we'll look at that. And construction's certainly picking up or nearing completion on the Fort Riley Boulevard bridges at Wildcat Creek, so that'll help where we can, as a detour route, to get that back open. I think the contractor's making good progress there. They got most of the concrete poured for that, and they're working at touching up the intersection improvements and the traffic signals and some of the approaches. So that's a KDOT project, but I think it is nearing completion. Our work out on Kimball Avenue there at Candlewood is going very well. We've had some great weather lately, so they do have all of the curb and gutter reestablished there, and they're just compacting there, waiting for asphalt. We think that asphalt work will start either late this week or early next week, and we should have the on and off ramps back open on Seth Child here in a couple of weeks. So that project is moving along very nicely, and that will help rerouting folks and give folks a little bit more options in that particular area. Down in Aggieville, we still got some work we're doing right there on Anderson and 14th Street. They did pick up some of the cones, for some of the heavy weekend traffic that we had, and so you'll see some of that. But there's still some utility work. They're putting in new traffic signals, so you'll see the old ones come down there and the new ones start to go up there at 14th and Anderson. They're getting ready to do improvements on 14th Street between Anderson and Laramie. They've reformed the curb line there on the west side of the roadway and done some milling work. And so hopefully in a few weeks we'll be able to get that project wrapped up as well and get that all back open to traffic, to normal traffic flows. So those are the biggies. We've got some neighborhood work going out on in Windham Heights, some Milan overlay work, and a few other areas as well. In the Stag Hill area, we've got some contract work for street maintenance in our 2/10 sales tax street maintenance item. So quite a bit of activity still going on, obviously, and certainly Aggieville will continue to see more as we get into some of the future phases there on Manhattan Avenue in Aggieville itself.
Yeah. Well, I knew I wasn't crazy when I had to step out of here and my wife lost her keys. So I had to run home and help her out with that this morning, and I noticed I sat at the Tuttle Creek and Marlat light a little longer than normal, so I'm glad you brought that up. I wasn't crazy then.
Right.
It actually is a little longer now.
Right.
All right. Well, that's cool. Good to see that progress happening. And also with the rec centers, we have them both open now. The Eisenhower one opened a few weeks ago. Anthony's been open a while. Those are getting some good usage, as I understand. I know it was around 3,000 guests per month in the summer. Has that gone up or down?
I think it's gone up a little bit more since school started. The after-school use has been very high at both of those facilities, and so it's a great addition and amenity and option for kids and parents to be able to utilize. And I think some of the court use times and wait times and kids are studying while they're waiting for a court to open up to have some fun and activity. So we're pleased with those numbers, and I think we'll continue to see high use at those facilities, no doubt about it, especially going into the winter months.
I'm curious, going forward with that, when you track those numbers, eventually we'll see maybe a potential user fee maybe down the road. I'm guessing, depending on how high or low the usage is that kind of what the overall, the future goal is there?
So the commission gave pretty clear direction that they wanted to see free access to the facility. The goal is to earn funds for that through activity. So if you want to rent specifically for exclusive use, rental times for practices, hold special events there, those are the fees that are intended to help generate revenue. But I think we'll need to go through a full year to kind of see, what those uses are, what the expenses are, and then determine whether or not there's an actual user fee for that.
Yeah, one of the things that the public made it pretty clear that, we voted to build these things. We're paying to build them. We don't really want to have to pay to use them also. And the big plan was we were plan on generating a lot of cash flow from those by hosting tournaments on weekends where we could get a couple $1,000s per facility, at least per weekend. And I know the marketing people with the Convention and Visitors Bureau have been promoting the idea of hosting basketball, volleyball, whatever, indoor soccer tournaments and such there. And I'm not sure how many of those have happened yet, but I know they're getting on the calendar, and that's going to be a good form of cash flow for us.
All right. I live over by Anthony, so I have seen some of that going on there. Douglas Center, I guess we should probably say, you know, include that in there as well, because that's included. Are you guys seeing the same kind of usage numbers there too?
Yeah, I think it's been a little bit lower. I know we've had some staffing challenges there getting up to speed, so the different programs, but clearly significant numbers, more so than what we typically would have at the Douglas Center. So I don't know that we've had that much exclusive use at the center or rentals from that standpoint. So I think it's been mainly drop-in. But we will have, we're tracking all those numbers and the usage and the demand for it. We will have the Convention and Visitors Bureau at the work session next week for their quarterly update. So as Commissioner Hassall indicated, we'll should get some feedback on some of that use.
Okay, very good. Well, it's good to have those facilities in our community's use here, so glad to see how that is going here. We'll continue on in focus in just a moment. News Radio KMAN.